Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring the top five Billboard charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, first up this half hour, we'll hear from Mary Wells, then Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Eddie Kendricks, Thelma Houston, and The Commodores. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature the top five Motown charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my God.
Thank you.
about Tom Memory from The Temptations, I Can't Get Next to You. And that was the third most popular Motown song of the 1960s, and the 36th overall from 1969. Before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes with Someday We'll Be Together, number one from 1969. That was the second most popular Motown song from the 1960s, and the 52nd most popular song overall. And we started with Mary Wells, My Guy, the fifth most popular song from the 1960s, and the 66th overall, and that was number one from 1964. You find the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're counting down the top five Motown songs from the 1960s, from the 1970s, and from the 1980s. And all songs this hour reached number one on the Billboard pop charts. Well, coming up, the second most popular Motown song from the 1960s, and the 23rd overall, Love Child, once again, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Well, Love Child was the second single and the title track from the album entitled Love Child, and it became the Supremes' 11th number one single in the United States. Well, the song took only 3 weeks to reach top 10 status. Well, 2 years before, in 1967, Diana Ross and the Supremes dropped Flora's Ballad from the group, and they acquired new member Cindy Birdsong, and they added Diana's name to the billing. Well, following this string of changes, the Supremes had mixed success on the pop chart. Well, this prompted Motown chief Berry Gordy to hold a special meeting in Detroit at a hotel to figure out how we could get Diana Ross and the Supremes back to number one status. Well, the idea was not to have another love-based song, but have a song entirely different. Well, Love Child was that song, and here it is right here on Motown.
Oh, some power straight to you. I'm trucking.
Hendrix with Keep On Truckin', and that was the fifth most popular song from the 1970s on the Billboard charts, and it was the 51st most popular song overall from 1973. Before that, Marvin Gaye, the most popular Motown song from the 1960s, I Heard Through the Grapevine. It reached number one status in 1968 and was the eighth most popular song for the entire decade. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes and Love Child, the second most popular Motown song of the 1960s and the 21st overall, and they reached number one in 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're counting down the top five songs from three big decades, from the 1960s, from the 1970s, and the 1980s. Well, we've heard the top five Motown songs from the 1960s, and we've heard the fifth most popular song from the 1970s. Here comes the fourth most popular song from the 1970s, Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown Memories.
Stay alive without your love, baby. Don't leave me. Memories with Tom Fallon.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times later, and I love you. Yes, you once, twice, three times later, and I love you. I love you. When we are together, the moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you, there's nothing to keep us
yourself to me, can never.
The second most popular song on the Billboard charts in the 1970s, that was Let's Get It On with Marvin Gaye from 1971. It was the 28th overall most popular song from the decade. Before that, the third most popular Motown song, the Commodores with Three Times a Lady, reaching number one in 1978, the 41st most popular song overall from the 70s. We start with Thelma Houston's Don't Leave Me This Way from 1977, the third most popular Motown song and the 50th overall. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this half hour, we've heard some great songs, all number one songs, we've heard the top five from the 1960s, and we've heard the second through the fifth most popular song from the 1970s. Coming up after the break, the most popular Motown song from the 1970s, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.